Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Welcome to the Summer Pledge Drive version of the Reverend Know-It-All Show, Father Simon says, and as I call it, the Summer Schmooze. So, schmooze, a Yiddish word meaning to socialize with an agenda. At any rate, you can't schmooze God, but we can pray. So let's pray, and let's especially ask the our Blessed Mother to stand with us in this very, very difficult time in our nation's history. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And Lord Jesus, we join our Blessed Mother in asking you to bless Relevant Radio and a special prayer for Cardinal Burke and for all of those in leadership in the church, but especially Cardinal Burke, who is ill. And we pray for his healing. Very selfishly we pray, because we want him around. So bless him, and bless all of those who listen today, especially bless all of those whose generosity sustains this work. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, let's go to the big book on the coffee table. Today we begin the book of Judges. We really do begin it. The reading today, I put it here somewhere. Where did I put it? The reading today starts in the second chapter I've got the wrong reading, of course. Professionalism, something that I never worry about. The reading starts Judges, the second chapter, the 11th verse, and that really is the beginning of the book. There's a prologue to the book, which talks about the very incomplete and unsuccessful conquest of the land. I think that's something people don't notice, that the land is they're supposed to go in and take the land, and they don't. They are unfaithful in the beginning. They were supposed to just take the land and make sure that they were not corrupted by the practices of the Canaanites, and they didn't do it. I think that's an important thing to notice about this, that they had planned to leave certain people, women, children, that sort of thing, on one side of the Jordan, and then the men of the tribes who would take the east side of the Jordan, that's some of Manasseh and Gad and Reuben, those tribes on the east side of the River Jordan, were to send their fighting men in to help the other tribes conquer the land. But they didn't do it. They just kind of, well, they were corrupted. They began to be corrupted at the very beginning. So I think we need to pay attention to that. When God says do something, do it. Don't say, oh, Lord, I'll get around to it. No, you won't. Do it. When the Lord says do it, do it. Okay, well, let's get back to the book of Judges. There are 12 judges mentioned in the book of Judges. 6 major judges and what are called the 6 minor judges. 12 is very important. Again, I have shared with you many times that when you see the number 12 in the scriptures, it has to do with government. And we think of the word judge as a legal magistrate. And these were legal magistrates and much, much more. They had the status of maybe if you've studied Latin or Roman history, they were similar to Roman consuls. They had a complete authority. They were really military strongmen. And there's a pattern in the 12 judges. There are 12 cycles that Israel is unfaithful to the Lord, as they were at the very beginning. And so God then raises up a judge. And the judge restores the balance. He brings the people back to the obedience to God, and defeats the people who are oppressing or harassing Israel. And this works for a time, and then the cycle begins again, that they kind of take things for granted, and they begin to indulge in the practices of the Canaanites, who they still haven't completely sent out of the land. Now, this is a problem for many people, that why would God put a ban on people? Why would God say, exterminate this people? And I think the reason for this is child sacrifice. There is very good evidence that the Phoenicians, that the Canaanites, practiced child sacrifice. And this was abhorrent to God. It is very important to understand the biblical principle that God gives you what you're asking for. I think it's a biblical principle, not what you think you're asking for. And in sacrificing their children to the gods, they were asking for their own extermination. As you measure out, it's measured to you. You kill the children of God, and, well, you have chosen your own sentence. All sorts of people think God's supposed to be nice. Well, God is nice. I don't know if he's nice, but he's perfectly loving, and he so respects our freedom that he will give us what we're asking for. People say, how can God be cruel? God is not cruel. He gives us what we're asking for. For instance, a good example, I think, and don't do this at home, of course. This would have been the way we did it in the 50s, but of course now we don't do it this way in the raising of children. You know, the baby comes up and wants to touch the stove, and mommy says, hot, don't touch. The kid looks around, mommy's not looking, gets close to the stove. Nah, don't touch, it's hot. This kid persists in it. Mom realizes the stove isn't really that hot, and she's got the band-aids and the Bactine right there. Of course, we would never do it this way now. I'm not recommending it. Well, kid, go for the gusto. Kid touches the stove and howls. He got what he wanted, you see? And he learned. So God will give you what you want until you learn that you shouldn't want it. And this is the story of Canaan. They had come to the point of complete degeneracy in their sexual practices and in the sacrifice of children. And this gives me such a chill, such a fright, because I look at our sexual practices and our sacrificing of children. We sacrifice children to our gods of prosperity and beauty and convenience, and we do it by means of abortion. And abortion is certainly, you know, I wasn't going to use the word abortion anymore, I think. I want to call it child killing. So I'll reference both. You know, the murder of children. We have these temples that have this religion. They're called abortionics. And, you know, why should God bless us in this nation if we sacrifice children and practice degeneracy, that we take this gift of creativity and the giving of life, and in its inception and in its fruition, we destroy it? Why should this happen? Well, surprise, that's what the Israelites did. Well, I've never done that. No, but we put up with it, just as the Israelites put up with the Canaanite religion and occasionally indulged in their practices. So the book of Judges is a very important book in the Bible that we don't read much. And when you say, well, how could God do a thing like that? How could God do a thing like that? God isn't doing that. We're doing it by our complete giving ourselves over to cooperating with the practices of the evil people of the land. And God has no tolerance for the killing of children and for the destruction of the creativity of marriage. And we need as Catholics to realize that above all, we should hold sacred the liturgy, the family, and children. And boy, have we made a mess of that. So, well, I think at the moment, we are going to go to a miracle moment, speaking of moments. And again, we are in the summer pledge drive, the summer schmooze. And, well, it's always fun. And I'm always grateful for the kindness and the faithfulness of all of our listeners. Let's go to the miracle moment. Oh, we're going to Father Rocky. Well, that's pretty miraculous in itself.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, Executive Director of Relevant Radio. Have you heard what we have for you? Today only, for a donation of $20 a month or $240 for the year, a Relevant Radio baseball cap. They're really sharp. It's blue, with a Relevant Radio logo in white. And just think, someone may see that Relevant Radio logo on your hat and ask, Relevant Radio, what's that? And you can tell them that they're going to hear terrific, faith-filled talk all day, every day. It's a perfect opportunity for you to evangelize. The Relevant Radio blue baseball cap is yours for your gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. Now, the baseball cap is only available today. Did I mention that we have matching funds this hour? So your $20 a month gift gets doubled? Donate now at relevantradio.com or tap on the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
It is absolutely the perfect time to give. Give now when you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or your tablet. And we have an extra special bonus for you if you make that gift online. You will get an MP3 download in your mailbox almost immediately. It's been produced by Patrick Madrid and our very own Josh Raymond. It's called Bring Them Back. It gives you the language that you need to speak to your children and other family members that have left the church, to encourage them gently with love how they can return to the church and why they need to return to the church. So don't miss out on this great opportunity. Today only, you get that baseball cap, and we have that special download when you make your gift online at relevantradio.com. Use your smartphone or your tablet and use the app, or of course you can always call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Mary Graham and Neil joining you here for just a few minutes as we let you know what our needs are.
That's right. Reach out and respond. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com. We're on the Relevant Radio app, and Josh and Patrick for that audio download. 20 children between the two of them.
Wow.
20 children between
Amazing.
The two. Yes. And at last I heard Patrick had 27 grandchildren too. And that, wow, that number seems to be going up monthly. So I could be wrong about that number, but yeah, give online or on the app. Whatever you can give, $20 a month or more for the baseball cap. And again, if you give online, you also get that brand new MP3 download called Bring Them Back, How to Speak to Your Children and Other Family Who Have Left the Church. Again, that's by our very own Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond. 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
We need 100 people who will join our team this week. 100 people who will join our team this hour. Reach out and respond at relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Will you be one of those 100 people that keeps Father Simon Says on the radio for another quarter?
877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. We want you to reach out and respond no matter what happens down the road with COVID or what's happening around in the world. Relevant Radio wants to be here for you. So give right now. We have matching funds looking for 100 people to step forward this hour and give whatever amount you can. 877-291-0123 or reach out and respond at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest
Well, it is. And when we hear that this land is your land and my land, it means, and that'll fit in nicely with the word of the day. It means it's our responsibility. But that said, let's go to letters. This is a letter from Dan in Philadelphia. In the reading, gospel reading on the 9th of August, and we're way past the 9th, but I'm trying hard to catch up on the letters. Maybe I'll do a letter show soon. Jesus asks Simon Peter a question regarding the payment of tax. The English translation on the USCCB's webpage has Jesus asking Simon Peter, from whom the kings of the earth exact tribute, subjects or foreigners? I recall other translations that have Jesus asking sons or foreigners. And it is the word sons in Bible Hub. Is this a case of a newer translation being more inclusive, or is the word sons in such a context that it could mean subjects? Using the word sons makes more sense in terms of those from whom a king would not tax. Dan, I agree with you on this, because the word is quite literally sons. And I think the giveaway there are a number of words in the text that are giveaway. One is a kneson, which means an enrollment tax, a poll tax. Joseph would have had to have paid in Bethlehem, that a tax just for the privilege of existing, a head tax. Do they take it from their own sons or from allotrion, which it means others, strangers? It can mean foreigners, but it means others. But I think the giveaway word is in the next verse. It talks about, so the sons are free. The idea, in a sense, was, you know, it says the sons are free, that everybody, in a sense, was a slave to the king. In a monarchy, the king, he might not have owned it totally, but he was in the relationship of master to slave, in a certain sense, to the bulk of the people who lived in that land. So I think that it does refer to those who are privileged by the king. And that was always a cause for much revolution. So I hope that helps, Dan. That's my opinion. If there's a real scholar listening, I would be very grateful to know if I was mistaken about that. All right, let's see here. Okay, I got to erase a few things because I'm confused as to... My computer just decides to put things in odd places. All right, let's go to the next letter, if I can get there. Okay, no, that's not where the letters are. For some reason, it just lumps it in little different categories. Exactly. I think I may have to pull up my letters completely new again. Good grief. Okay, I'll just have to do it. Oh, no, there it is. Maybe. All right. No, that's not it. Isn't this fun to listen to a man, an old man, absolutely confused by a computer? Okay, we'll pull this up.
Mail, Father, do you have any letters that came in the snail mail?
Well, no. I've got the voice in my head is wondering what's going on with my letters, but lo and behold, I've found them again. All right, I've got them all arranged and everything. Well, this is from Matthew, in Sacramento. I'm wondering, Father, when Christ offered himself to God the Father for the redemption of man to God, and for the forgiveness of sins of Adam and Eve through the last sin committed by the human person, why does the church not teach that all children who are not baptized are washed of that stain since the moment he gave up his spirit? Keep in mind, I know we're bound to the sacraments, but God is not. But it makes me wonder about this. Any thoughts? I think this is an important thing, so I may have spoken about it and may speak about it again. But remember that baptism is not our choice for God. It's God's choice for us. And this is a real mystery in the modern sense of the word. It's a real question, the question of election. That baptism, Pope Benedict said that we have the good hope that God makes the offer of salvation to all people in one way or another. One of the theories about this question was the baptism of, or the limbo, which would be a wonderful place that they, that children would have this, unbaptized people who died in a state of justice, not necessarily a state of grace, but who were just would go to a limbo that was wonderful and sort of like what most people conceive of as heaven. They would not have the beatific vision, however. That was just a theory, never a doctrine of the church. All I can say is that God in his mercy, we have good hope and good reason to believe that in his mercy and his justice, that he makes the offer of salvation, of baptism in some way or other available to all. As Saint Faustina said, that the Lord told her in one of her visions that at the moment of death, I am my own evangelist. Well, then why get baptized? Because it's the call of God in our life. That God is calling you because you're baptized to a special work in the world for the salvation of all people. That's possible. The older theories that if you're not baptized, you go to hell, I don't want to think that. But those certainly were ideas of people at one point. Now, that said, realize that baptism is not our choice for God, it's God's choice for us and for a certain work in the world and to be happy with him forever. So, you know, there may be, you know, lots of possibilities. God can do as he pleases. However, I do know one sure and certain way to begin the walk of faith, and that's baptism. So have your children baptized. I doubt that satisfies, that answer satisfies anyone. This is an easy one. This is, I think it's easy. This is from Jake and Maria. My wife and I were discussing just before the Mass at the consecration, should we bow our heads or should we look at the Eucharist? Why not do both? You're going to look at the Eucharist and then bow your head. That's what I do. So, do both. The Eucharist is being held up so that we can see the Blessed Sacrament. In fact, in the Middle Ages, that's what people, they would rush from Mass to Mass at the consecration just to see the Blessed Sacrament. There's a story of some priest who wasn't elevating the host high enough, and somebody in the congregation shouted, "Heave it higher, Sir James!" So, you can look at the Blessed Sacrament, but then bow your head. You can do both. I hope that helps, Jake and Maria. I think, where are we going now, dear voice in my head? This is the miracle moment, right? No? Oh, 30 seconds to a pitch break. I just like miracle moments, that's all. I'm sorry. All right, well, let's go to a pitch break. Remember my motto, I laughed, I cried, I wrote a check. That's, I just was telling the voice in my head that.
Online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Neil Robbins along with Mary Graham, just taking a few minutes out of the time for Father Simon Says to ask for your help as we try to pay our bills this week, a $2.7 million need that we have to hit by the end of Drew's show this coming Friday. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com or on the app. And school is starting back up for kids all across the country. I've seen several school buses around our area here. And similarly, Relevant Radio is continuing to provide day in and day out ongoing spiritual and religious education for anybody, everybody who tunes in. Consider helping to pay the tuition for anybody listening to Relevant Radio so that you and others can keep learning every single day. Give online at relevantradio.com, on the app, or at 877 291 0123. And the thought just popped into my head. Mary, our little girl, Taya, it just turned 3. She got up this morning and asked me for a backpack. I said, why do you need a backpack? She said, because she's got to go to princess school. So I don't know what the tuition is for princess school. I didn't know anything about princess school, but I do know she has the uniform. We got her a princess dress for her birthday. So I'm good that way, but I don't know what the tuition cost is. 877-291-0123. Help us pay our tuition here at Relevant Radio.
And you know, the neat thing about Relevant Radio is when you're driving to and from school with your kids, or maybe your neighbors are, or your kids are driving their kids, your grandkids, and they tune into Relevant Radio, it turns your car into a university. And I can testify the value of having this type of programming in your car as your kids are riding along. We didn't have Catholic radio back in the day when my kids were little, but we had the CDs and we listened, and they'd get out of the car. They'd be, turn it off, Mom. We don't want to miss anything. And I can see the difference it's made in their lives as adults today. Relevant Radio will do that for your kids and your grandkids, and everybody in the neighborhood in your parish will benefit when they tune in and listen to Relevant Radio. But it only happens when you help keep us on the air. We need you to reach out and respond at relevantradio.com or by opening up the app on your smartphone or your tablet. It is a partnership challenge hour. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar, a 100% match. We need to hear from you in the next 30 minutes. We need 100 people who will join us this hour and help keep this programming on the air. Will you be one of those 100 either at relevantradio.com? Use the app or call 877-291-0123. Make that gift $20 a month or $240. And today only you get the special Relevant Radio ball cap.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Well, again, here we are. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I have so much fun doing this. Thank you. All right. Well, let's go to phone calls. You can call in. The phones are open, of course, to donate. But we really encourage you to look at the computer and the app. But you can call in at 888-914-9149 to ask any question you may have about the Lord, the faith, the church, and the big book on the coffee table, the Bible. Don't ask me about stock tips. I don't know nothing. All right, let's go to phones. Who've we got? Dear voice in my head. Dan from Dodge County, Wisconsin. Are you with us, Dan?
Yes, I am. I inherited the book from my father. And
good.
It's about, it goes over every approved Marian apparition. Some of them are quite fascinating. There were two boys in France feeding horses, and the village children saw the apparition. And it got me to wondering, was there ever an apparition approved or unapproved by the Virgin Mary or any saint that warned the world about the rise of the Nazi Party and things like that?
No, not that I know of. And I think there's a reason for that. I remember hearing a Polish refugee, or it might have been a Lithuanian. It was a Lithuanian refugee. And this is going to sound offensive to many people, but hey, it's what I do. That the Nazis were horrible. I mean, just unspeakably horrible. But the communists were much worse. Because, you see, the Nazis only wanted to control what you did. The communists wanted to control what you thought. And I thought of the text of scripture, Matthew 10:28. This is not to say Nazism was okay. It was heinous. But the Second World War produced some really great the saints. Maximilian Kolbe, whose feast we celebrated day before yesterday, he was a product of that horror in a sense. Teresa Neumann, is she venerable or blessed? I forget. There were so many. There may have been, and if anyone knows of any, I'd like to know. But I thought of the text of scripture, Matthew 10:28, when Jesus says, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Instead, fear the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. That for us, that physical suffering is is the worst possible thing. But from the perspective of God, there's something even worse than the death of the body. It's the death of the soul. And I remember reading Viktor Frankl's book on his time in the concentration camp. He, of course, we wouldn't regard him as a canonized saint, but he was a great Jewish thinker. And how he found peace in the midst of that horror there was so much about, you know, the Sears of Fatima, that sort of thing, and the secularism of France was challenged at Lourdes, that the controlling of the soul is the devil's real object. In that sense, the horrors of Nazism were minimal. And you look at the statistics. There's a book called the Little Black Book of Communism, written by French communists, about the numbers killed. And Stalin and Mao and Pol Pot, they tortured physically infinitely more than Hitler. And I know this sounds offensive to people, because we've been trained to think that Hitler was the worst, but he wasn't the devil incarnate. He was just a minor devil incarnate. There have been other devils incarnate that followed up on him, and we are forgetting now the lessons that we should have learned in the Second World War. The horror, the really demonic horror of Nazism, pales in comparison to the attempt at the control of the soul by other isms. They are all irredeemably evil, but I think that we have to have that in perspective. I don't know if that helps at all, and I may be wrong about that. And if anybody knows about a vision that warned about Nazism, I'd like to. Speaking of great saints, John Paul the Great was in a sense a product of that horror. I just some musings on it, and I hesitate to speak that way because it is so such a controversial idea. Does that help at all?
Well, in a weird way, didn't communism lead to Nazism? Like Germany got powerful, sort of under the guise of we have to protect ourselves from the communists over there at Russia.
Well, it's funny because Hitler toyed with communism. I believe Hitler was possessed. There's his old late adolescent roommate, a fellow named Kubayak. He recalls a moment in which Hitler changed after seeing the opera Rienzi, and he did anything for power. I believe Hitler was possessed, but he toyed with communism. He wanted anything that would be a means to power, and he chose National Socialism. You got to remember that Nazism means National Socialism. It's a socialist movement which says that the individual is the subject of the state. The state, the individual exists for the state, whereas we Catholics believe the state exists for the individual and the family. That it was a toss-up between communism, especially in Bavaria, between communism and National Socialism. But Hitler realized he needed the money of the rich, so he went with National Socialism. And he was, one of his big backers was Henry Ford. Until the war broke out. People don't know that, but Henry Ford funded Nazism. True story. All right. I hope that helps a little. Very interesting question. And don't anybody say that I think Nazism was okay. It was profoundly demonic. And the simple object that they wanted to kill primarily everybody, but they particularly wanted to kill Jews. To me, that is intensely demonic. All right. By the way, the phone is open. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Thanks for calling in, by the way. And that was a very provocative question. I enjoyed trying to answer it. Who we got now, dear voice, in my head? Cheryl from San Francisco, are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Good. What can I do for you? Oh, yeah.
Well, I just would like to know why God allows so much suffering in the world, like little children being abused, you know, and when they've done nothing, they're innocent little beings of God. And I just don't understand why does
well,
God
no, of course,
in?
Of course, it's this is the great question of life. Why doesn't God step in? Oh, he will, and he has. However, one of the things, well, let's why does evil exist? Why does evil exist? That's the question you're asking. I often tell the story of the Hollywood starlet who marries the 90-year-old billionaire and says something stupid in a puff piece on the news. I'd love him if he were the poorest man in the world. That's nonsense. Clearly he's had some work done, and clearly he's got one foot on a banana peel and one foot in the grave. And then, of course, he dies, and she and her two chihuahuas inherit everything, and there's a battle royal with the first, second, third, and fourth wife of this billionaire for the fortune. She didn't love him. She couldn't. She was too poor. He was too rich. And God is not a sugar daddy. You know, the idea that life is supposed to be kind of like a sitcom where everything is resolved in a half an hour, that you see, freedom is the absolute necessity of our faith. Freedom. In other words, God gives me the freedom to do genuinely horrible things to other people. The Bible says it was through the envy of the devil that death entered the world. It wasn't God's idea that we, in collaboration with the fallen angels, do horrible things to one another. And God allows us to do these horrible things because freedom is the absolute substructure of love. You know, when Jesus, when the disciples were following Jesus, he turned to them and said, "Will you two leave?" After he said, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood." And they said, "Lord, where would we go? You have the words of everlasting life. If there was nothing in this for you, nothing at all, would you still follow Jesus?" "Well, nothing. Maybe I wouldn't." "Well, then you were never following him. You were following what you could get from him." And so God allows us freedom that we might choose the good and reject the evil. If there were no evil, could we reject it? Now, freedom is the absolute necessary for love. And suffering in this brief, short world is the price of love. Suffering is the price of freedom and love. That if we would be free to love, we must risk genuine suffering. And so God does not do this. God allows it. And when we look from the perspective of heaven, the suffering of this world will be but a blink of the eye. And like the suffering, as Jesus says, of childbirth. So, you know, you're asking the great question, if God is good and loving, why is there suffering? Because God is good and loving. He allows suffering that we might choose the good. That's my theory. So at any rate, speaking of the good, miracle moment, finally a miracle moment. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Thank you and Relevant Radio for bringing me back to church.
Awesome.
About a year ago, I was just fiddling, trying to find a radio station. I drive a truck, and I was going through a radio, find a station to listen to, and I found a Relevant Radio station. And I didn't want to listen to it at first. I switched. I went to another one, and it came right back to another Relevant Radio affiliate. Well, okay, I'll listen for a while. And my life has never been the same since then. I'm a monthly contributor. I went to my first confession in close to 40 years or so. And then Sunday, I went to communion. I can't explain the feeling of almost like euphoria after I received communion. It actually brought tears to my eyes.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
You know, we absolutely love hearing your story. How has your life changed because of Relevant Radio? By all means, let us know, and let us know how we can pray for you. When you make your gift at relevantradio.com or use your smartphone app or your tablet app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. About 15 minutes left in this hour, and we're making a difference. We're making a little dent here on our need of 100 calls during this hour. Well, we're down to only needing another 37. 36. That's how we do it. Let's keep these gifts coming.
877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, or on the Relevant Radio app. We have today only a very handsome Relevant Radio baseball cap. It's blue and has the Relevant Radio logo on the front of it. And I know when you have that cap on, at some point, somewhere along the way, somebody is going to say, what's that? What's Relevant Radio all about? You can explain it to them, and hey, while you're keeping the sun out of your eyes, you can evangelize. That's what I'm going with. 877-291-0123, your gift for $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And Mary, we also have that great audio download available if you give online.
That's right. Make your gift online at relevantradio.com or use your app on your smartphone or your tablet. And right away, it comes immediately in your inbox. Talk about, you know, instant gratification. You will get the talk from, it is Patrick Madrid and our very own Josh Raymond, and it is Bring Them Back. It's going to help you learn how to speak to your children and other family members that have left the church. It's kind of a casual dialogue between the two of them, and it's an engaging opportunity, and they are both so full of so many nuggets and pieces of wisdom. It's a great gift, and it's all yours when you make your gift online. Any gift at all online, and we will gladly send you that MP3. But do the $20 a month, $20 a month, or a special one-time gift of $240, and you will get that great baseball cap. I like your little poet there that you did, your little rhyme.
Yeah, keep the sun out of your eyes while you evangelize.
Exactly. 877-291-0123.
And Gabrielle, a brand new donor in Los Angeles, she came in at that giving level of $20 a month and a baseball cap on the way for Gabrielle. Can you give 20 a month and get that baseball cap as well? 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. How many calls do we have to go yet, Mary, this hour?
We are down to, oh, this is great, only 30 more. We can do this. And let's not forget, it's a partnership challenge hour. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. We need to hear from you now at relevantradio.com or use your app on your smartphone or your tablet.
Now swing low, sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Right.
Well,
now,
hello.
Low, sweet chariot.
Yeah, today I listened in the break there. It's a twofer today, isn't it? Why pay retail when you could get it wholesale, as we say in Skokie? All right. Okay, let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the phones are open at 888-914-9149. I think we can probably take a couple more phone calls. 888-914-9149. Well, the word of the day in the gospel, the rich young man says to Jesus, what must I do to gain eternal life? And Jesus says, keep the commandments. That's kind of interesting for those people who believe that works are unnecessary, but I'm not going there. He lists the commandments, and the young man says, all of these I have observed. What do I still lack? That's interesting because the word in Greek is not observed. Oh, good grief. Where that, my computer's hitting it again. But it is, philaxen. It is to guard. All of these I have guarded since my youth, which is fascinating. Yeah, philaxa is the word. The word in Hebrew is shomer. When someone, keeps the Sabbath, he's called Shabbat shomer. It means to guard. And Adam in the garden is told to guard the garden. Shamar, I think Shamar is the, I don't know if that's the original, the root verb, S-H-M-R. But someone who guards the commandments, in other words, you don't just keep them, you guard them. And these things are put into your possession, into your keeping, to be protected. The sanctity of life, even the sanctity of private property, which is distributed as Catholics, we believe that the right to private property is a God-given right. That these things are gifts that God gives us, the commandments that we're to guard. They're not just rules we have to keep in order not to fall foul of God. No, they're they're principles for life that make us fully human and capable of being brought into the mystery of God. So you don't just keep the commandments, you guard them. That's what the word is in Greek, and I think that that's fascinating. All right, let us go back to phone calls. We have any phone calls, dear voice in my head? Janet from Kingston, Illinois?
Yes, sir.
Are you with us, Janet?
Yes, Father. I'm sorry.
Good. What can I do for you? Yes, whichever. what can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to say that I knew of a movement. They call it the Schoenstatt-Bewegung, the Schoenstatt
The Schoenstatt movement, yes. Yeah, Schoenstatt, yes. Yes.
They,
yes, and they very much...
They were a threat to Nazism.
Oh, yeah.
They were a threat to Nazism.
Yeah, the Schoenstatt movement.
Father Joseph Kenton, he began it, and he tried to... He was a Palatine father, but he found a call within the call, and that's how the Schoenstatt movement began. And the Bund branch was the first branch. And the young men who were trained toward the priesthood had a great devotion to guarding, you would say, as you just said, Jesus and Mary through our Mother Thrice Admirable Queen and Victress of Schoenstatt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they converted an old garden house into a shrine in honor of Jesus and Mary, Mother Thrice Admirable. And that was something that was replicated throughout the United States as time went on, too. We have one in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, the Schoenstatt movement is alive and well. And, you know, the gentleman was asking, were there any revelations, were there any supernatural revelations that predicted the rise of Nazism the way that they predicted the rise of communism or the way that they resisted French. Of any supernatural interventions, but these were there were so many movements that resisted Marxism, and I would count Maximilian Kolbe in that. So a certain degree, it is supernatural, but that idea of a supernatural warning ahead of time, I don't know that happened, but, oh yeah, the Schoenstatt, I guess there are 1,800 Schoenstatt sisters throughout the world, and they were just, Hitler hated Schoenstatt because they openly criticized Nazism. So there were lots of great, great, people who resisted. I think Father Kentnick, Father Reinisch, went to Dachau, and taught the prisoners about the Schoenstatt movement. What are we doing? I gotta go. What are we doing now? This is the call center, correct? Is that where we're going? Oh, I'm right about this one, the call center. Thanks again. You guys are so kind and so good, and I have so much fun with you.
Yeah, Father Simon got it right. We are going to Neil and Mary pitching for Relevant Radio, our Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive. At 877-291-0123, give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Relevant Radio has been here for you during the past year to bring, several years, bringing you hope, to be your spiritual companion, and to be, your virtual parish. Well, we've had, especially over this last year, limited access to so many parishes around the country. And just as we've been here for you, we need you to be here for us. Right now, it's our summer pledge drive. We only do pledge drives four times a year, but this is one of those weeks where we have to pass around the hat and ask you to give whatever you can give. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or on the app. Mary, we do have matching funds for at least the next 4 minutes. And how many people do we need to step forward yet?
We only need another 17 people who will reach out and respond at relevantradio.com or on your app with your smartphone or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And kind of a neat thing, too, that is when you give here during this pledge drive at Relevant Radio, you're kind of giving twice. You know, we've heard a lot of the devastation that's happening throughout the world, and in particular Haiti. Very, very, you know, rough earthquake for them. It was a 7.0 magnitude, which we know can be stronger than that, but because of their construction, they couldn't handle it. And over 1,300 people so far, we know, have died in the earthquakes in Haiti. And 10% of what we raised during this week will be given directly to the folks in Haiti.
Yeah, it's Mary, it was just you know, I was just thinking while you were talking there, I about 20 years ago spent some time in Haiti on a mission trip. Things aren't good in Haiti under normal circumstances. And right. When you have an earthquake making things that much worse, 1,300 people have lost their lives. Relevant Radio will work with the Catholic Church in Haiti to bring water, food, medicine, clothing, shelter, and dignified burial to those who did die from this earthquake. So please do consider giving 10% of this week's pledge total going to help folks out in Haiti. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. How are we doing, Mary? How many people?
We're doing great. We're marking it down. We only need another 11, just like that. 11 people. 11 people in the next couple of minutes. Will you be one of those 11 that either makes your gift online at relevantradio.com? Use your smartphone or your tablet. Just tap the app, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. The nice thing, though, you realize, Neil, if you make your gift either at the website or through the app, you can see that awesome baseball cap and all the great gifts that we have available during this pledge drive.
You got it. All of our pledge premiums, as we call them, including the one we have today only. Today is the only day this week you'll be able to get that sharp Relevant Radio baseball cap. It's blue and has a nice Relevant Radio logo across the front of it. And you will be able to evangelize as you keep the sun out of your eyes. So get that baseball cap right now. That's at the $20 a month level to Relevant Radio. If you want to give more, that's absolutely fine. Just let our folks know who are answering the phone. 877-291-0123. And Mary, if you do give online, we've got that special brand new MP3 download. It's a great talk. I had a chance to listen to it the other day. It's called Bring Them Back: How to Speak to Your Children and Other Family That Have Left the Church. And that is absolutely the biggest, most, with the prayer requests we get most often is that one.
Yes.
People just so sad that their family members, their children, their grandkids have left the faith. Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond will spend about 45 minutes giving you some great information, some great advice. And again, that's called Bring Them Back. It's yours free when you give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
It's real easy. We need to hear from you at relevantradio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123. We only need six more people in the next minute.
Let's
do it. We'll be one of those six. We got it. We're going to get her done at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A partnership challenge hour. Your gift will be matched 100% and some great gifts. You can see them all when you visit relevantradio.com.